Weekend Music Radio, Scotland to the world. This is WMR.
The hardest rock in all of Scotland.
Weekend Music Radio.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio.
Straight into the music today on WMR for a change with Jack and Clout.
Sam, you've been waiting much too long now. It looks like she's not coming home. Sam, you've been loyal, true and faithful all this time with being alone. If I could get
sure if that was a one-hit wonder or not for Clout. Substitute from many, many years ago, from the 1970s. Weekend Music Radio today, WMR, all the way from Scotland to the world of shortwave, somewhere around 6400, hopefully. Band permitting. Good grief, yeah, the band was good to us last weekend. We had quite a number of letters and reception reports, and we've got to prepare our EQSL to send out to you because there's a few people waiting for it still. And also from our Christmas transmission, so bear with us, we'll get that done during the week. We've been busy at work this week, so it's been quite a busy week for doing things, but don't worry, we'll be... the reply to all the QSLs and reception reports is soon as we possibly can. And, probably getting a new design as well. Hey, you know what I was doing there? I'm burping there. I was eating some nice fresh mangoes earlier on, which I just bought before the call to the programme. And I was disappointed. I went into Tesco's and there was none to be had. There was a triple pack of brick hard ones that were going to be like turnips, and then I thought, oh, there's no ripe ones ready. Oh dear, I thought to myself, and then I spotted them in the 50p box. I thought, oh yes, give me those, and they were absolutely delicious. I don't know why I've just started eating mangoes, because I'm a fruit man, you know. I like to eat my fresh fruit, and I like my passion fruits and all sorts of different things, but I've never really tried the mangoes. I get the impression that I've tried a mango years ago and it would be one of these turnipy ones that are not ripe, and I thought, oof, wouldn't go out and buy another one. Then I tried a few just recently, and I thought, oh, they're superb. Because I obviously like it in my cocktails, mango juice, you know. Tastes very summery and tropical. Hey, you know what I was thinking earlier, talking about summertime? Something that always takes me back and makes me think in the summer months, I was listening to an old Sunshine Radio from Dublin, sign off at 9 o'clock. Used to sign off at 9 o'clock back in 1981 on a summer's night, and just hearing them playing Child of the Universe and then playing Sunshine by the OJs. And I thought, that just takes me back to my early DXing days and listening to long distance radio stations from over the water. Great fun, great days, and more of that, more memories coming up throughout the course of the programme today here on Weekend Music Radio. And also, I'll be name-checking some of the guys who have written to us over the last couple of weeks. And thank you very much, lads, for your reception reports. Much appreciated. Also to the guy who listens in his garage up in Dunfermline. Thanks very much for your reception report. It's been a long time. Long time since I've heard you. And also to Andy Priest in Glasgow. Long time since I've heard from you as well. So that's two guys who we haven't heard from for a long time. And the signal last weekend was absolutely romping out. So it was good to hear that we were being heard well and people sitting listening to the WMR programme. Going back in time to 1982 now for ABC and Poisoned Arrow. Thought I'd play you a few 80s tracks today, seeing as we're thinking of summers gone by from the 80s. ABC and Poisoned Arrow on shortwave radio WMR. BBC from 1982, Poisoned Arrow on shortwave radio WMR, all the way from Scotland, AM 6400 on the shortwave band. And thanks very much to Radio GSV, who were on the airwaves before us on the WMR GSV network of Scottish pirate stations. Yeah, good to be with you today. And I think we're going to have a former newsreader come into the studio now. I think there's a former WMR newsreader coming into the studio. I've seen in the CCTV in the background. So, yes, they're here. The former WMR newsreader. I don't know if the former WMR newsreader is going to be reading any news today. Obviously not, by the look of things. But that's why she sneaked into the studio there. Very funny. Okay, okay. If you want to get in touch with us, the address to get in touch with us is info@wmrscotland.com, info@wmrscotland.com. And we're going down the 80s route today and playing some Womack and Womack. Womack and Womack from 1988 in Teardrops, got to number 3 in the UK charts. Weekend Music Radio from Scotland to the world, 6400 kilohertz AM, 6400. Let's hope you're having good reception today. We had certainly some nice reception reports from last weekend. Our signal was pounding out last weekend, which was really nice to hear. And thank you very much to all our guys and girls that sent in reception reports, it was great to hear from you. And we'll be acknowledging you with your QSL very, very soon indeed. Now, back in the 80s, I don't know if you were like me and had one or two of the T-shirts that you get off the shelves, you know, that some shops perhaps sold as sort of, I'm trying to think of the word, some good gear, trendy gear, that's the word I'm used, trendy gear, yeah. I used to have an H2O T-shirt, and somebody gave me it, and I bet they weren't at the gig or anything from H2O. And here's a song from H2O, and I just can't remember how this one goes, but it got to number 17 back in 1983, a song called Dream to Sleep. Let's see how it sounds. Don't know much about H2O, in fact. Playing 80s music for the first half of today's programme. 15 and a bit minutes into the programme.
Someone glimpsed across a dance floor, not going home and loving in doorways, a room to remember who to meet in. Secrets and throw your heads and not through your mouth. Else when anyone sharing a sunrise, I've never been a silhouette before. Attached to the sound of young Americans, or am I still too young? I dream to sleep, I sleep to dream, I dream to sleep. Dancing together, tangled emotions, blushing, you turn your face away. Silent persuasion, the reshape of future, and I'll never be the same again. I dream to sleep, I sleep to dream, I dream to sleep, I sleep to dream. Across the dance floor, not going home and loving in your ways. A room to remember who it's in it. Secrets and throw your heads in all through your mouth. I dream to sleep, I sleep to dream.
H2O and Dream to Sleep from 1983 got to number 17 in the UK charts. Not surprised it never get any higher. Good grief. Note to self, forget about H2O in the next broadcast. We've played our H2O record for the decade.
I dream to sleep, I sleep to dream.
In fact, I'd say to the millennium. Anyhow, it was a bit of an experiment. I thought it was better than that. I used to run about with this H2O t-shirt. I think I got it for a birthday present or something way back when. Way back when I could fit into it. Recording the programme here on Saturday the 13th of February 2016, I beg your pardon, 2016, and haven't quite managed to do my shopping, get my shopping finished today. I was hoping to do some shopping earlier, and I've got a few messages to try and run before we finish recording the program, well, just after we finish recording the programme, before we go on air, so to speak. So there's another note to self. Good grief. See the things I'm forgetting here today in the studio. Just been out walking the dog, you see, and only got back this Saturday evening after dark. So a bit black market. We've been going through the woods with little Spike Hayes, who's sitting in the background on the chair, puffed out. It's been a long walk today, so that will please him. And that's that. That's the news here from this end. Except that I was trying to listen to Focus there on 6285, but it was being chipped out by the chirps. You know the chirps that you get on shortwave? You still get them, these... Is it Saitor? I think it might be Saitor. It's funny. Very nasty QRM, of course, but nothing you can do about it. Perhaps move frequency. I've heard it on 6285 before. But anyway, got some more music to play you today in the first half of the programme, and we'll be going into a special feature for today, which is coming your way. I'm not too sure what it's going to be today. It's going to be something, but I'm not too sure what we're going to play you today. We're going to have to find something, or else we're just going to have to prattle on and play music for the rest of the programme, which I'm sure you don't want. You want a special feature on old-time radio, which I'm sure we can find sometime before now and the end of the programme. But for now, continuing with the 80s theme, remember the Bee Gees? Great song to test the modulator from 1987, former number one sounds. So You Win Again. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, info@wmrscotland.com or sign on to our website, wmrscotland.com, and find the details.
We got a little bit more we go, but then it's a lot of fun.
It's the Bee Gees. And you win again. On shortwave radio, WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland today, broadcasting with around 100 watts of RF energy. Up the pipe, so to speak. That's what we get in good reception today. Playing some nice 80s music that really sounds good on the shortwave on AM radio. Because they were made for AM radio stations, weren't they? This type of music. Michael Jackson, The Way You Make Me Feel, from 1987. Michael Jackson from many years ago, 1986. 1987. Yeah, 1987 got to number three in the UK charts, The Way You Make Me Feel. And those were one or two of the songs that you would run back then to play to test your modulator if you've been working on the transmitter, etc. By the way, we got a nice reception report last weekend from Blackpool in England, and quite a substantial recording came up our way. And the signal strength was absolutely phenomenal. It was great. It was beautiful. And nice audio as well. So thanks very much to you, Gaz, for supplying the 2.5 hour long recording that you sent us up. Absolutely fantastic. Or sent us a link to anyway. We downloaded it. Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Thanks very much for that. Much appreciated. And I'll dance at your wedding. Oh, that's right, I did come to think of it. Oh, that was a while ago as well. Lionel Richie, from 1986 now, here on Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Scotland. That's him just getting up the stairs to the stage, I think. Remember this one, Dancing on the Ceiling, got to number 7 in the UK charts way back when. All this stuff takes me back to the 80s, when radio was good, when radio was exciting. Remember all the activity there used to be in a medium wave band? We had Laser off the coast of the UK, we had Caroline off the coast of the UK. All the Irish Pilots were still going, playing music just like that. Still like my Led Zeppelin. AC/DC. But I also like this kind of music that was played on the Irish Pilots. Dancing on the field. might just play you some of those Irish Pilots during the course of the programme. Might manage a few wee snippets of Sunshine Radio from Dublin, Boyneside Radio from Drogheda, maybe some stations from across the country as well. Who knows? Let's see what it brings us just in a little while. We've got a few more disco tracks to slip in, though. Before then, enjoying boogieing down to the disco music tonight, or today, or this morning. Depends where you're listening, or when you're listening. If you're listening on the stream, the Listen Now button of WMRScotland.com will allow you to listen again to WMR and play some old recordings that we've done throughout the years. Not too long ago, I hasten to add, because that site was renewed a few years ago, and I've still to upload a load of stuff. But we're getting there. Shalom Al from 1986 and The Night to Remember. Not a very big hit in the UK, but it was certainly very popular at the dance and in the discos, you know. Night to Remember from Shalom Al. I think I Can Make You Feel Good was the big one that myself and an old friend of mine who's Deedon Away, who used to be a drinking buddy. He used to like Shalom Al, and he used to go crazy when Shalom Al came on the jukebox down the local pub. And he was going crazy one night and doing daft things, playing pool. And he was hitting the floor with a pool cue and bouncing it up to the ceiling. And in the pub, in the pool room at that time, there were two fancy disco lights with glass on the top of them and the sound to light unit. So if there was any functions on in the pub, this is 1982, by the way, so that wasn't too bad for a little pub And what he did was, this silly fool of a friend of mine, he dumped the pool cue onto the floor and straight through the glass, and the glass was all over the pool table and everything. It was a friend of ours who owned the pub anyway. Well, a friend of ours, a drinking buddy of ours, his woman owned the pub, and he lived in the pub with her. So it was okay, and they were going to replace the glass. And they had the pub for quite a number of years long after that, and the glass was never, ever replaced. And it was never, ever, ever replaced right up until the pub was gone, which was unbelievable. That must have been nigh on 20 years, nearly 20 years, and this glass was never, ever replaced in this lovely disco light that flashed with the sound to light unit. Quite amazing. Great fun. We had some good old times in that place. Jeez, what we used to do at the end of the night, we used to get a 40 ounce of cider or something and go a walk on a summer's evening and drink this cider. Oh my goodness. Some of the states we used to end up. I don't know how we're still here, but anyhow, I guess that's a common practice these days too with the youngins. So you'll never hear me get on about the youngins and their drinking, because I can't say a thing. Can't say a damn thing. No siree, Bob.
I don't know why I like it.
Flashing back to 1987 with Whitney Houston, the late Whitney Houston, in fact. And I get so emotional. Good grief, taking me back again. Weekend Music Radio from Scotland, 6400 shortwave and around the world.
Up.
press the right button, Jack. Whitney Houston, and I Get So Emotional. So Emotional from 1987. That was a big hit years ago when I was away on a skiing holiday at one time. And that one was one which brings back memories of those days. The reason I mention skiing is that some people I know have just went off to the south of France on a skiing holiday. I'm so envious. Wish I was away to the snow again. It's been a long, long time since I've been at the skiing. Long, long time. I don't know when that would be. It'd be 15 years anyway. I'd probably kill myself now if I tried it, but I'd be game for trying it. Good grief, yeah. You miss it. I don't know how much it'll be now to get a ski pass for the lifts. A hell of a price back then, so I don't know what it'll be now. But anyway, you're listening to Weekend Music Radio, WMR, transmitting from all the way from Scotland on 6400 kilohertz on the shortwave band, and around the world on our Listen Again Live. If you want to listen via WMRScotland.com, you certainly can do and press the right button, and you'll hear us clear as day. But most people tend to listen, I think, to the live version, the radio version on the shortwave with crackles and pops and all sorts of things. And we certainly were getting good reception last weekend. And we'll be giving out a few names just after we hear from, let's see, what we're going to have. We're not going to go down the route we went last week and play you a lot of folk music, but we're going to play you one from Hank Williams Sr. and this old song called Honky Tonkin' here on Shortwave Radio, WMR.
When you are sad and lonely and have no place to go, come to see me, baby, and bring along some dough, and we'll go honky tonkin', honky tonkin', honky tonkin', honey, baby. We'll go honky tonkin' round this town.
Music Radio, Scotland, to the world. This is WMR.
Weekend Music Radio rocks on and on and on and on and on.
Get the right button, Jack. It is Weekend Music Radio, WMR, broadcasting all the way from Bonnie, Scotland to the world. 6400 kilohertz shortwave with Jack. A about 50 minutes into the programme, and I thought I'd mention one or two guys who were writing to us last weekend with reception reports. Got to say hi to good old friend of ours, Pat Travers in Sheffield. Thanks very much, Patrick. Hello there, lad. How's it going? He had us on the 31st of January 2016. Oh yeah, that was the old programme, that's right. And we're also saying hi to Chris Eyes from the Dirty Wives. Chris heard us on the Chris Eyes heard us over there in Germany, and he said that old Hans Peter was listening to us, and he heard us with better reception than Chris Eyes. So thanks very much for your reception report, Chris Eyes, all the way from Germany. Got to say also hi to James Glenn. He was listening in Scotland. And he says, lovely to hear free radio at its best from Scotland. You've been received 5 and 9++++ in the town of Dunfermline on his ICOM R850 communications receiver. And his Wellbrook loop. Keep up the spirit of free radio, Jim. As I said earlier in the programme, I think that's the guy that used to listen in the garage or something. Don't know if that's his radio shack, or if he's got the wireless in the garage listening to it when he's walking in his car. So I don't know. I think James is the guy that was listening to us many years ago. Now we've got to say hi to Andy Priest as well, who's listening to us. And he enjoyed the programme with a recording of West Side Radio. And he's listening to us on a Panasonic radio cassette, which is quite amazing. Listening to us in an old radio cassette recorder. Good stuff. Glad to know you're still tuning the shortwave band, Andy. And keep up the good work listening to us and sending reception reports. Somebody else, Jeff in Newcastle. Thanks very much, Tyneside anyway. Thanks very much to Joff for the reception report, online reception report. Saw your post and you were listening to the West Side Radio 1988 closed down last weekend. So thanks very much for that. Got to say hi as well to another chap who writes to us quite a lot, in fact, and he has to be thanked with a QSL card. And his name is Guy Lelouis. Guy Lelouis, he writes to us from France, and he always leaves about 6 lines between every sentence. So his letters are very hard to read if you're trying to read them on the airwaves, because I'd need to use the other hand that I'm using for the fader to scroll down the letter, because as I say, usually it's about 6 lines in between each sentence. Funny sort of chap, but maybe that's the way they learn to write in France. Guy, thanks very much. All joking aside, your reception report is very much appreciated. Thank you very much. Got to say hi also to somebody called Free Radio Fun over there in Japan. Don't think that's his real name. Free Radio Fun in Japan listens to us on the 20 SDR receiver. Hey man, you should give the SDR receiver in the UK a try. The one in Stafford. Just type in Stafford SDR. Spelt Sierra, Tango, Alpha, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Delta. Stafford SDR. That's a good one as well for shortwave pilots. No use for medium wave because it doesn't allow medium wave, which is a great shame because they have a decent antenna connected to it. Only goes up to ham band, top band. Funny how a lot of these SDR guys are ham radio guys. Don't seem to be general DXs as such. Oh well, takes all sorts to make a world. You're wondering what the theme in the background is. It is, of course, the Bronx, the old Mi Amigo theme tune. The Dutch station that broadcasts from the MV Mi Amigo. Took its name from the ship, of course. Broadcast from the early 70s until 1978. And then they got their own ship, the MV Magdalena, which was a bit of a disaster. Good ship as well. Good signal here up in the northern part of the UK. Used to bang in. The funny thing about it was July, it was the summer, midsummertime, and it used to belt in. And not in its favour as well. It was right on 1100 kilohertz off channel. Then they moved to 1098, but that was right next door, the next channel to BBC Radio 1. So it had that not in its favour as well. But it still used to push in a good signal as well. Great stuff. It was a good summer, that, 1979, when you had three offshore pilot stations in the North Sea. You had Radio Del Mar, you had Radio Caroline, and you had Radio Mi Amigo with the other ship. Oh, by the way, I wonder if anyone heard the broadcast during the week. At night, it was a midweek night broadcast with SSB, single sideband, from Mike Radio in the Netherlands. I don't know if anyone else heard that. I heard that, and it was such a beautiful single sideband signal, better than anything I think I've heard in a long time. So look out for Mike Radio. That was around 6210 kilohertz. 6210 kilohertz. Okie dokie, more disco music from 1980. Well, in actual fact, it's 78 from Nicolette Larson. It's going to take a lot of love on Weekend Music Radio. Incidentally, this is a silly remix version. I just found it while raking the studio library. Thank you. one of those silly remix 12-inch versions where the beat is slightly different. I think I'm going to delete that one from the collection forever and keep with the single version, which is much preferable. Do you remember the time, anyone who's of a certain vintage, probably remembers a time when Radio Nova were broadcasting with 50 kilowatts, 50 kilowatts for a pilot, a land-based pilot as well. They were broadcasting 50 kilowatts on 738 AM, and they were being heard far and wide. Could easily hear them down in London in the evening time. I heard them myself on a portable radio. Great signal, no problems whatsoever, and all over the place. They started playing all these 12-inch disco mix records, and I just think Radio Nova started to go downhill very fast when they started to play all that sort of 12-inch disco stuff. It didn't do it for me at all. And I used to cry, moan and greet and whine about, I wish they would stop playing that. But I still listened to them all the time, that was a thing. Still listened to them because they were the pilot and listening to the... what would you say, that the developments over the years with jamming from RTE, with raids, with all sorts of things, you know, and they had great fun. That was 1981 until 1986 Radio Nova ran, and they were on medium wave, they were on FM, they were on short wave, they were on long wave, and they even had a pilot TV station going very briefly until they got raided as well. So they had a go at everything, just about. And they were even on the shipping band as well. They were heard on at twice times 846, if I remember correctly. That'll be 1692 or thereabouts. So they're way up on a second harmonic at one time. Pretty strong it was as well, which was not long in getting cleared up once they realised it was there. But it was there to begin with, which was a bit naughty. I suppose a lot of them have done that, of course, including the BBC. We were talking about harmonics just the other day. And every now and again, you'll get a report in some of the American magazines that such and such a station in the States has a second harmonic. I've never heard an American station with a harmonic, although I did log a station called Radio Clarin that used to be on shortwave, funnily enough, but it was on second harmonic twice times, I think it was 860 or 840 or something, whatever that works out. It was only... 30 low in the band, wasn't it? 16, 2 times 8 is 16, 80 or something like that. I don't know what it was. It was a long time ago. But it was being heard in Europe by many DXers and being heard far and wide. As I was talking about a couple of weeks ago, saying that the Peace Ship harmonic was being heard all the way from Israel in the Western European DXers were hitting it easily on... twice times 1539 or twice times 1540. Amazing. 1539, I think they were actually on. They were bang on channel. But at one time they were off channel and announcing 1540 kilohertz for some reason. Nothing to be proud of. They used to cause a hit with the German station of 1539 at that time, way, way back. Okie dokie, it's Weekend Music Radio. You're tuned to the transmitters off, and let's hope you're getting good reception today through the mush and the crackles and the jamming and all that sort of stuff. And the Oompa music either side of us. Let's hope we can overcome it with our excellent transmitting apparatus, which consists of an EL84 oscillator valve into a pair of 807 valves, and doing very well it is as well. Valve modulator, pair of ECC82s into a pair of 807s, and modulated by just line level into the ECC82s. So yeah, sounding good, and a nice thump in the bass. I wonder how it sounds. Note to Jim at Radio GSV, listen to the bass thump in the earlier songs, and the one that's coming up next. It's another one of these 80s disco songs that has a good thump to it. So have a listen to Sheila B. Devotion. Reminds me of the early broadcast from Weekend Music Radio back in the very, very early days of 1980, February 1980, Sheila B. Devotion and Spacer. remember the record cover as well. Dave Anderson used to have a 7-inch single to this one, and he played it in the program where we didn't even get on the air, but the program was recorded in advance, ready to go to the snow. And we went out in the snow about 6 in the morning looking for a site, put up the antenna on a very, very cold winter's day on a very unsuitable hillside with low fir trees, and we could reach up and touch the antenna. But worst of all, the oscillator valve was disappeared. And at that time, it was a 6CH6. It was gone. We hunted the bushes and the woods and the snow and found nothing. And you know what I've found? I just found another one of these dreaded remix versions. A 12-inch remix. Ah! '79 from the disco days, Sheila V. Devotion, Spacer, Shortwave Radio, WMR. Takes me back to the early days of WMR, back in the very, very early days of 1980. Used to play that track. Not that particular version, I hasten to add. That's a silly 12-inch version that I've picked up somewhere. Note again to self, delete that file. Forget all about it and move on. Definitely. Now, what was I going to do? I was going to play something and see how it sounded. It's a BBC theme tune from the school's interval that I found while raking about the unsorted folder of music that I have here on the WMR collection of music. And it's from Ruby featuring Tom Fogerty, but, and that's all it says. And in brackets it says BBC School's Interval. I'm going to play this and see if I recognise it for. Probably some sort of instrumental. Oh, I do remember this song, actually, this track. Used to hear that on the telly, yeah. Something you don't seem to get nowadays is BBC schools. Unless there's a special channel that's encrypted or something for schools only, I don't know. You don't seem to get anything. Not surprising when you hear some of the Wanes nowadays. They can't even read. Listening to Weekend Music Radio for the last while, the last X amount of years, however many it may be. We're now into our 36th year of international broadcasting. Come 2020, if we make it that far, we'll be on the air for 40 years. Good grief. I wonder what age Mike James will be then. Incidentally, when I was out walking Dogface earlier, I was thinking about an old friend of mine who's long gone. Another one, not the guy I was talking about earlier, but a guy called Big John, who used to come on the shortwave as Mr. T-Com. I was thinking of a funny story about him. For the life of me, it's gone from my memory. I can't remember what it was I was going to tell you about. It was a cracker. I don't know if it was about one of our trips to Ireland or what it was. I can't remember. God, we used to have some laughs, eh? Doing our wee guy radio stunts and everything. Radio for Europe. It is WMR today on 6400, perhaps 6395, Dutchess permitting. I'm going to have to stick that one in the theme tune folder. I'll keep that one. Note to self, keep that one. Starting to sound a wee bit like Prince Terry. He used to pick up a record he found lying about in the studio. Said, sure, to be sure, I wonder what this is like now. And he would play it. And more often than not, it was just a pile of trash that he'd picked up in a skip or something. Keeping Free Radio alive into the 21st century. It's WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. And today, It's Valentine's Day if you're listening to the first transmission on shortwave of this program. Of course, it may not be Valentine's Day if you're listening to the web stream and or listen again thingy. But it is Valentine's Day when this program is being aired, so better play a couple of little nice little love songs. Talking of web streams, by the way, why is it FRS Holland don't have a website with their program to listen to at any time of day or night? Why is it they have some sort of live stream that only broadcasts once? And it always starts at something XXX52. It always starts at 52 minutes past the hour. I don't know. The last time I saw Peter Verbruggen, I was talking about that, and I think it's taken from tradition from European Music Radio days when old Barry Stevens used to start his programmes at 08:52 and things like that for some strange and unknown reason, only known to himself. But I've still got memories of listening to European Music Radio with 10 watts of power, etc., on the 41-metre band and the 48-metre band, and getting a good signal out on the shortwave way back when. That's going back at half a generation as well. Good grief, yeah. Anyway, Valentine's Day, as I said, here's Judy Butcher and can be with you tonight on Weekend Music Radio. Nice one from 1987. Got a number 2 in the charts, this one.
Thank you.
Absolutely nice music from Judy Butcher. Can't be with you tonight here on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, Valentine's Day. A couple of nice smoochy songs for Valentine's Day here on WMR. I believe the postman's van broke down the other day. It was so full of Valentine cards for yours truly here. Couldn't carry the weight. So we never got any deliveries on Saturday there. Nice easy listening song from Phoebe Snow. San Francisco Bay Blues.
I got the blues for my baby down by the San Francisco Bay. An ocean liner took him so far away. Well, I didn't mean to treat him so bad. You know he was the best man that I ever had. You know what he said, goodbye, likely to make me cry. I've got to lay down and die.
To pay my shows a bit better than this. Phoebe Snow and San Francisco Bay Blues. That's not the Phoebe Snow record I know. I think that one was beside the one which I know, but I just liked the title of that one for some reason and probably haven't heard it even since discovering it, even since finding it. Okay, even since downloading it some years ago. It's probably just sat and waited to be played. Phoebe Snow and San Francisco Bay Blues. Note to self once again. Delete that one as well, Jack. Good grief, we're going to be hardly anything left. There's going to be nothing left on the WMR playlist before too long if we don't watch what we're doing. Anyhow, it is Weekend Music Radio all the way from Scotland you're listening to. Glad to have you with us today. And let's hope you're going to stay with us and enjoy the programme here on Shortwave Radio, WMR. Playing Little Stevie Wonder. Tomorrow, but in passing, we'll grow older every day.
joint, hey, and I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the past.
Old 80s radio track, Stevie Wonder, a song called As. Well, Stevie didn't have to do a good show few years ago now, on the Live 8, 2005, Live 8. Remember that? It's no spring chicken, as Stevie Wonder. Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Scotland, and I've got to get back into my rock folder and play you some classic rock after all the diversifying of music that we've been doing today. Jack behind the mic for another 30 minutes or so, I think. About another 25 minutes to go of music and radio bits and pieces. Let's hope you're getting good reception today on the shortwave band 6400. You're Steely Dan and FM on shortwave radio WMR. Great Steely Dan, many, many years ago, and FM, no static at all. We're on shortwave with plenty static on Weekend Music Radio, WMR, all the way from Scotland. Jack Mike Sides. When I was searching through the archives here at WMR, I came across a little download that I made a while back. And I find this pretty amusing because I'm of the Scottish culture. This was taken from BBC Radio, so I'm going to play it for you. That's how amused I was. It's a recording, a very short recording, of BBC Radio Scotland with a heckler on the telephone. Have a listen to this when they're talking about language on the BBC.
I'm sure standards at Radio Scotland are far better than that. Stuart's calling us from Johnson. Hi, Stuart.
How are you doing, Graham?
Yeah, what kind of language and terminology annoys you?
Two things in particular. When all these TV programmes and phone-ins, when they say something's for free, if it's free, it's free. It can't be for anything.
Give us an example.
Well, when you phone in, they say, phone in this number and it's for free. Uh-huh. Or write to this address and it's for free. It's either free or it's no. It can't be for free.
Mm.
And the other thing is, all these shows that tell you about doing your house up or selling your house, how can they not just call it a house? It's going to be a property. It's not a property. It's a house. Just call it a house.
Well, they're not all houses. I suppose you get, you know...
It's a house.
Okay.
Call it a house.
Okay. Stuart, I would
argue. Classic.
Thanks so much for that.
BBC Radio Scotland. You hear all sorts of things on these 1970s-style phone-ins that the ILR stations seem to do. Remember, we used to do phone calls. Shortwave's different. Shortwave's amongst Anorak friends. And we used to get a lot of people phoning up for our Christmas transmissions when we did the live transmissions. But the last couple of times we've made a live transmission, we haven't had any phone calls. But perhaps, in all fairness, people have lost the number after all these years. But they could have got through to us on the email and we could have phoned them back. That was part of the plan as well. Maybe sometime we'll get around to that. Anyway, continuing with the sort of American soft rock style driving rock format, if you like, that we had for that Steely Dan song. Continuing in that sort of vein with this one from Gary Moore. Great track. Empty Rooms here on Shortwave Radio WMR. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us and say hello, it's info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com.
Loneliness is your only friend. A broken heart that just won't mend is the price you pay. It's hard to take when love grows old. The days are long and the nights turn cold when it fades away. You hope that she will change her mind, but the days drift on and on. You'll never know the reason why she's gone.
with Gary Moore and Empty Rooms here on WMR Weekend Music Radio, all the way from Bonnie Scott.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on, my wayward son.
Great music from Kansas and Carry On My Wayward Son. What a fantastic record. Superb. On Weekend Music Radio, WMR, this Valentine's Day 2016. Good to be with you, 14th of February. And beyond, of course, it may be repeated or something may go wrong and we may have it on during the week or next weekend or whatever. And, of course, anyone listening on the stream, they can listen to it again. Listen live again. Anyway, hardly live if I'm recording it before it goes out in shortwave. Never mind on the World Wide Web. But anyway, what have you been doing this week then? I've had a very busy week this week. I've been doing a wee bit of work for a guy and really enjoying it, actually. It's been good to be out in the sunshine. We've got sunshine here in Scotland for the last couple of days. It's been quite amazing. The last few months seems to be nothing but rain, storm after storm after storm after storm. But we had some nice sunshine. So long may it last, that's all I can say.
Weekend Music Radio, Scotland, to the world. This is WMR.
From a very tall tower on a very big hill.
Weekend Music Radio.
The fire still burns. Still burns.
Legend, which is Frankie Miller and Shaky Ground here on Weekend Music Radio WMR. Frankie Miller, yeah, was that a Frankie Miller tribute gig many years back? Not a tribute gig because he's dead, but a tribute gig because he took ill in the USA and had to use all his money for medical fees and left him broke. So they had a charity do some of his cronies, and some of his cronies included guys like Joe Walsh and some of the Scottish bands as well, like Simple Minds and guys like that. Yeah, there was loads of bands on, and the audio was absolutely stinking, rotten, manky. It was terrible until, of course, Joe Walsh came on, and then the audio was shit hot. So whoever was on the desk for the other bands was needing a kick in the kicking the stains, as they say here in Scotland. That was absolutely terrible. Paid good money to see that as well. Anyhow, good gig. Wonder what my next gig will be. Certainly won't be an Eagles gig anyway, that's for sure, or a David Bowie gig. I hope you enjoyed our little sort of broadcast with tribute records last weekend to all the superstars that have disappeared over the last few weeks, because there's been so many of them. None this week, thankfully. Thankfully, everybody else is holding on for the moment, so fingers crossed. And let's see what comes up during the summer months. There's usually some good stadium gigs to be had in the summer months. Okie dokie, going on with some more folk music. I just had to get a few rock songs in just to sort of pacify my mind after all those strange songs that I was playing, and playing the silly 12-inch versions of some of them, which didn't go down too well. I heard this song many years ago on Laser Hot Hits on shortwave when Colin Dixon was still to the fore, and he used to play songs like this one from Paddy Joe. It's all about the smoking ban in the pub.
They're stopping us smoking in pubs and in bars. We can't have a cigarette or smoke a cigar. They won't even let us light up our dojine. It's the craziest law now that I've ever seen. When I was a young man to the pub I would go, in Old Ballyvary in County Mayo. We'd go to O'Reilly's for a pint or a coke, but now when we go there, Frank says you can't smoke. There's a girl that I know, and her name is Lorraine. She said that she'd never go drinking again. The barman, he tells her she can't have a fag. She'll have to go outside if she wants a drag. Way down in Kerry, in a place called Lixnaw, they're saying they won't obey this crazy law. They say Micheál Martin's a very bloke, but he'll never stop them from having a smoke. So come on, you kind people, and list what I say, and let us all support Jackie Healy Ray. And let us tell Bertie that this is no joke. He'll be in big trouble if he won't let us smoke. For they're stopping us smoking in pubs. We can't have a cigarette or smoke a cigar. They won't even let us light up our dojine. It's the craziest law now that I've ever seen. Down in Digger Jay's you will find Mary Ann. She goes there each night in search of a man. She near got a stroke. He ordered her out, 'cause she started to smoke. So now when we go out, we'll all breathe fresh air. When we go to the pub, there'll be nobody there. There'll be no more coughing or spluttering or because of this law brought in by McMartin. For they're stopping us smoking in pubs and in bars. We can't have a cigarette or light a cigar. They won't even let us light up our dojine. It's the craziest law now that I've ever seen.
Sing along with me.
They're stopping us smoking in pubs and bars. We can't have a cigarette or smoke a cigar. They won't even let us light up our dojine. It's the craziest law now that I've ever seen.
And Digger Jay's and Frank O'Reilly's, and that's all they're good for. But I'm unspoken anyway, so I don't care if they stop me. They can put me in jail if they want, for
And that's just about it from Weekend Music Radio for another week. Thank you very much for listening to the programme. Let's hope you've enjoyed the strange choice of music which we've played you this weekend. Paddy Joe and No Smoking Song. Obviously brought in when they brought in the smoking ban in Ireland, which came in before the UK. In fact, Scotland came in before England. Yet another one of our freedoms dashed and hit in the head from the do-gooders in society. Don't get me started. Shortwave Radio, WMR, all the way from Bonnie, Scotland. A reminder of that all-important email address, info@wmrscotland.com. info@wmrscotland.com. That might be changing shortly to something else. Well, a bit fed up with these emails from Darkest Africa offering us millions of dollars. The old theme tune, Fancy Pants from Aka Bilk. God, there's one thing about the trumpets, they certainly cut through the static on shortwave when you're listening to the wireless, don't they? Okie dokie from me, Jack. It's been good. Haven't even played a long feature today. It's just been me playing some daft tunes for you. Maybe another time, eh? It up for me, Jack. See you again soon. Bye for now.
From Moscow to Milano, we are Weekend Music Radio. DX-friendly radio stations are not dead. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Jack Russell in his normal life. On WMR, Mr. Jack Russell goes like this. This is Weekend Music Radio.
Hard as a rock!
Keeping free radio alive into the 21st century. Weekend Music Radio, Scotland.